Here it is, 7 o'clock, huh, Grandma?
Yeah, that's right, honey. 7 o'clock again. Nice, quiet evening at home.
Yes. Certainly nice. Junior, would you please not crawl on your grandmother's lap? After all, she's trying to read the paper, Junior.
That's all right. Let him play. He's just a little fella. He wants to have some fun. That's all right, Horace.
All right, Mother. Junior, I told you. Now, look what you've done. You've pulled the plug out of your grandmother's hearing aid.
That's quite all right now. Don't worry about that, Junior. I'll just put it right back in there. There we go.
See in the paper here, Mother, where...
Oh, yes, that's nice, isn't it?
Junior, I told you to stop crawling all over your grandmother's lap. Now, you're going to have to go to your room if you can't be good, son. And if...
That's all right. Don't worry about that.
I told you now, Junior. You pulled the plug out of your grandmother's hearing aid.
No, that's all right, Horace. That wasn't my hearing aid. That was my transistor radio.
Your what?
My transistor radio. I'm catching the Joy Boys. They're really funny. Go out and get me some more shit for the shit.
We're the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
It's time for the Joy Boys program for Tuesday night. This is Ed Walker here.
Well, it's Scott here, and we're awfully glad to have you with us. We have a wonderful new note in our mailbag, Eddie, from the newsroom.
Oh, yes?
There's a fine new product out. It's called Smell Coal. It's another step up above charcoal. Many people who are listening to us will be planning their big outings, you know, for the springtime and summer when they get their old burners going.
Mm-hmm.
This is so your neighbors will think you're wealthy. It smells like T-bone steak, and actually you can cook hamburgers or hot dogs or
anything like that. That's very clever.
The whole thing smells like T-bone. So.
We have a very interesting program coming up for you this evening. We have
Tarzan of the Jungle. Stella Bear will be here.
And our hunting and fishing expert.
Kennedy Lump Lump. Bobby Shen Tun, our Chinese engineer over there. Very lovely. Arthur...
Yes, thank you very much.
Paige is there.
Yeah.
Living color. Also, Georgie Washington.
Brewington.
Thank you, George.
Yeah.
Good to have you here.
You're getting fat.
That's flat. Got an award, Eddie.
Oh, what is it?
I understand the Chamber of Commerce from the Chesapeake Bay have just voted you and me the most unpleasant thing about the land of pleasant.
Paul Weston in the orchestra, and that's called Spring Is Here. And it is right here at the time the show is going on. If you fellows are hearing it on Armed Forces Radio, could be winter, I don't know. But anyway, we'd like to hear from you, by the way, if you're hearing us in, wherever you may be, Korea, France. We got a letter from France, Alaska, no matter where you are, to send a card to the Joy Boys, WRC, Washington 16. You won't win anything, but we'd like to hear from you, that's it.
Tusk Shine, the greatest name in toothpaste for kids, brings you Tarzan of the Jungle, starring Percy Provost as Tarzan.
Me, Tarzan, friends, boys and girls.
Greta Grouch as Jane.
All right, Tarzan, you fat slob, come on up in the tree hut.
And Rodney Boo-Boo as Boy. Featuring Cheetah as Cheetah.
In just a moment, today's thrilling episode of Tarzan and the Jungle Boy. Today's episode entitled, The Swinging Contest. But first, hear this.
At last, modern medical science has discovered the one way to stop tooth decay. And at the same time, keep your teeth pearly white and bite bright. Tusk Shine, discovered and used by elephants. You've never seen an elephant with a dirty tusk, have you? Of course not. Elephants know how to keep their tusks clean and bright. With Tusk Shine, the wonderful combination of pizza cheese and olive oil, blended in with rhinoceros wax. Before this evening's over, stop by your neighborhood zoo and pick up a basket of Tusk Shine. Today, also available in the new aerosol bomb. And now for today's exciting episode of Tarzan of the Jungle. Today's chapter, The Swinging Contest. As our story opens, we find Tarzan, Jane, and Boy in their tree hut somewhere in the jungle. Jane apparently is a little unhappy with Tarzan about something, as she says.
Tarzan, I'm sick and tired of living in this crummy efficiency tree hut. Why don't we move uptown with the rest of the nice people?
I'll pooey on you. Nag, nag, nag. Shut up, Boy. You babble there, you son. Cheetah, you too. Been living so long with that monkey that he's beginning to sound like one of
them. I'm sick and tired of living with you, you fat slob. You're out of condition. Look at that.
Oh, ow. I'm not out of condition. Shut up, Boy.
He's telling you about the swinging contest they're having.
I can swing on a vine just as good as the rest of them, and I'll prove it.
Why don't you enter that contest and see if you can be the king of the swingers?
Boy, you smart Alex, to show you that I'm already one step ahead of you, I put in my empty blank yesterday morning. Shut up. Quiet, Boy. Let me get that vine over here.
Go ahead. Let's see you do it.
Watch me as I take my arms and grab the vine over here.
Okay, thanks.
All right, now watch me. Just leave the tree.
Well, you did it that time, Fatty.
Somebody help me up from down here.
Hey, hurry, hurry, hurry.
Oh, put your big hairy worm back up there. I can't tell you from feet.
Here, climb back up here, Fatty.
I guess you're right. I must be... I don't know, though. That vine looks to me like it was a little weak. I should be able to swing out of a vine. I'm not that old
the
and not that
fat. The vine isn't weak. You're just heavy.
You're weak in the head, woman. Give me that other vine over there. I got to shut up, Boy. I got a running start here.
Look out! Well, either you're fat or we got termites. I'm not sure which.
This jungle is rotted out with bugs. Let's face it. I don't know what we're going to do. I guess you're right. I've been eating too much and too much down there at that coconut bar. I guess there's only one answer. I'm a fat slob and I know it. Who's going to be the king of the swingers now?
Same always.
Boy spoke a few words of wisdom. Who's going to be the king of the swingers?
He said Benny Goodman, just as he's always been.
And so Benny Goodman remains, as always, the king of swing. Be with us again next time, boys and girls, when once more, Tusk Shine, the modern way to keep your teeth as clean as an elephant tusk, will bring you the adventures of Tarzan of the Jungle. Tonight, we want to thank our cast, Percy Provost as Tarzan.
Thank you very much.
Also, Greta Grouch as Jane.
Thanks a lot, honey.
And Rodney Boo Boo as Boy. Cheetah appeared to the courtesy of Cheetah Pictures Incorporated. This has been a swinging production.
Now, once again, King Kong Birdseed, the greatest name in birdseed, the only birdseed that makes your parakeet look like an ape, sound like a lion, and gentle as a bear, brings you the heartwarming story of just plain Stella Bear and her fight for love and happiness. Starring the gifted stage and screen star, Margaret Hotburn, in the power role of kindly old Lady Bear. It is early evening as our story opens. Papa Bear is walking down the street returning home after a hard day at the office. As he approaches the front door, we hear him say,
Day. I'm bushed. Oh, up the steps. Home in the man's castle. Yes, sir. Just gonna go inside and sit down in the living room and relax with a good book, put a good fire in the fireplace, and have a nice quiet evening at home. Now just open the door and go on in here now, yeah? What's going on in here?
Hello, Papa Bear.
Hello there, Mr. Bear.
Some of the girls are just having a little bridge game. Why don't you go in there and get yourself some sloop egg salad and join us for a little fourth of bridge? We'd love to have you.
Oh, thanks. You're going to be playing bridge in here all night, girls.
Well,
it'll be about 4 o'clock in the morning, I guess.
4 o'clock in the morning. Have fun, girls.
I don't know why you don't want to stand here.
I don't understand. What's the matter with them? Crafty.
Yeah, looks like Papa Bear is outnumbered. The girls are playing bridge and he's tired. But, He wends his weary way up the stairs and thinks about going in the den where he can kick off his shoes and stop up his kitchen and listen to some quiet records on the phonograph. Maybe enjoy the peace and quiet as he opens the door to the den.
You were bold and you got big.
Herbert!
Who's got
big? Oh, that's a Spooner boy, I'll tell you.
Wait a minute, what's going on here?
Oh, I just digging the new releases here, you know? All them big selling records here. That's a good one, boy. That's going to be number one.
I can't stand this. I'm getting out of here where it's nice and quiet.
Looks like Papa Bear's meeting insurmountable odds at every single turn. The girls having a break downstairs, the juniors having a rock and roll session upstairs. Well, 25 minutes have gone by. Papa Bear made one quick trip to the basement where he got out some old army tents, and as our story opens, we find Papa Bear peacefully sleeping out in City Park, where he's pitched one of Junior's old tents. Apparently he's having himself a fling as he sleeps away. Out in the park, you hear the traffic in the background and Papa Bear snore.
It seems to me that there are too many fake bumps in this road. Hey, Mike, look over there.
I see him.
What happened? Kind of a bummer said no city.
No, John.
Come here, please.
Hey, you. All right, you. Up. Out of that tent. Come on. We're taking you down to the pokey the first thing.
Oh, Marilyn, I'm sorry. You're not.
Come along now. Step lightly.
Come on, me boy.
It's the last time we're going to have any kind of trouble from you, old friend. Let me tell you. Come on.
I couldn't relax at home because my wife was having a bridge party.
And so a man's job is never true. No matter where you go, there's always somebody to take you away and lock you up. King Kong Birdseed, the greatest name in birdseed, has again brought you Jack Plain Stella Bear. The story of love and tenderness in a world too busy to care. Starring Margaret Hartburn in the title role of kindly old lady bear. Based on the book, Not Enough, Soon Enough by Claudia Fide. Adapted for radio by Darylene. This has been a Sherman D. Tank production.
I'm getting out of here before they really haul me in.
Time now for WRC Radio to present its hunting and fishing expert, Kennedy Lumplump, in Outdoors. Now, here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Kennedy Lumplump, our WRC hunting and fishing expert for Out of Doors. Kennedy?
Good evening, outdoors enthusiasts, all of you who love the green fields, the moss-covered rocks, and the babbling brooks. Once again, it's my pleasure to be with you and discuss the outdoors activities around this area. First of all, on the sports page, we see that they're biting at Accokeek, Chincoteague, and Patapsco.
What are biting there, Kennedy?
I'm not quite sure. I've got a rash all over me. I was up there last week, and it seems as though they it looks like chiggers or something, I think.
They are biting up around the Patapsco.
Certainly are.
How about Goose Creek, Kennedy?
How about that? I was over there the other day, couldn't catch a thing, except the cold.
A big elk was spotted up in Fauquier County, Virginia. Would you care to comment about that big elk?
Yes, he was on his way to a meeting, and he took the wrong turn. That's what happened, you see.
Wonderful, Kennedy. It's nice to hear all these first-hand reports.
Got a report from Zeke Swanson over on the Eastern Shore at his general store over there. He tells me that the rabbits must be taking arithmetic lessons because they're multiplying this year. That's a little witticism there.
What about the fishing conditions prevailing on the southeastern area of the Chesapeake Bay around Sabretac?
I don't know. I wish you would ask me questions of that nature. If you want to find out...
Do you know where Sabretac is?
Never heard of it.
I see. All right. What's your special feature today, Kennedy?
This evening, I'd like to discuss with you for just a few moments how to catch a bear.
I beg your pardon, Kennedy?
Well, this is a bear, like an animal.
Maybe
some of the folks that are planning to go up to the Great North Woods for hunting over the winter season, or possibly somewhere where they might be wanting to catch a bear and bring home a bear skin to make a rug or something, you see?
Take the baby's picture or something
like
that.
That's correct. And, of course, you've got to know how to handle a bear because they can be rather treacherous.
You plan then to shoot the bear, is that right?
No, nothing as crude as that. We're going back to the old system that was used by the trappers in the Yukon country in Alaska years ago.
What's that, Kennedy?
The old bear trap.
A bear trap.
That is correct.
I presume that's what this big chain and this big mean-looking pointed, sharp-toothed metal thing is.
Right. Now, first of all, We have to take one end of this chain and tie it to a tree.
Tie one end of the chain firmly to the tree.
We have no tree, so we'll have to use the hat rack over there in the corner, if that's all right.
I'll tie it to the hat rack over here in the corner.
That's right.
And clamp it on good.
Have to make a good, tight clamp there. Now, the other end hooks.
Yes, get loose, right.
That's at the other end of the chain hooks onto the spring trap mechanism.
Here's the spring trap of the bear trap.
That's right. Now, that's got to be very, very careful there. Now, that could make it really smart if you got your hand caught in there.
I pull the release there back of the bear trap.
It's all set now. You see the chain running across the field there, the bear walking along.
Covered up with leaves so he won't see
it. You camouflage it just a trifle.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to, you could dig a little pit there so that the bear is sort of a pitfall, you know?
I see.
And the bear would come along and he'd trip this. I'll demonstrate for you.
Yeah, put that stick in it over there.
All right, now that. Now, you walk back here. I'm supposedly the bear, you see?
Right.
All right, now, one of the chain is hooked onto the spring, so if I trip over that chain, it's going to activate the trap, right?
Right.
Okay, now, I'll just take this stick in front of me. Now, I walk across the room like this, and I get to the chain, and I automatically would spring the trap, you see? Now, here's the chain. I just stick the stick right out here on top of the chain, and the trap should spring thusly. Oh, my God. Oh,
Kennedy, what's the matter?
I got my foot. I'm trapped.
Don't tug at it, Jim. Don't tug any good by tugging at it.
Get me out of here.
I can't do anything about it. I would suggest you pull a hat rack out of the studio and go ahead on.
Pull it right out of the collect it fast. Everybody just is running. It's fun. It's great.
The maintenance man is on duty now.
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
That'll just about do it for the Joy Boys program for Tuesday evening. This is Ed Walker speaking for my partner, Willard Scott, who had to leave for his part-time job as butter boy at Popcorn Machine in one of the neighboring theaters. Thanks to George, Arthur, Bobby.
This is Charles Steffer reminding you that this program is lowering the morale of our armed forces overseas.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Patty Cavan changes the light bulb in her Capital Byline Beacon tonight over NBC. Well, it's time for the Joy Boys program for this Wednesday evening. Willard Scott and yours truly, Ed Walker. And I understand we have a guest this evening, Willard. Is that correct?
Eddie, the show has needed some beefing up. I talked to the program powers. I was upstairs.
You mean class. I agree with you.
I got my my approval, and the test papers came through, and I got an audience with the king upstairs and met him, and we talked about the show. And he said that we should beef up the program, bring a little class to the Joy Boys.
Do we have a budget to do this? I mean, are we paying these people to come in?
Or? Oh, no.
Oh?
There's no budget, no.
Oh, well.
This is the year of the rat.
If you can get somebody to appear, you know, just for the sake of appearing, I understand you have our guest in the hall.
I got a terrific guest.
We'll go out and get him.
I'll be right
there.
Very
interesting. Willard has a guest.
Don't do a thing like it.
All right. Fine.
This is Faustini speaking.
Just a moment, Mr. Faustini. I know you have a few shows on this station, but, I mean, this is a comedy show, and you do a serious thing, and I don't really...
Eddie.
Yeah.
Look, Faustini is free.
Well, I know that.
He loves to read these poems.
Yeah, well, I know that.
He's got a new one just off the Gutenberg press.
Yeah, well, look, I
think... From Damon to somebody. I didn't get the last name.
Pythias.
I think that was this.
Yes. Well, look, you've got to realize we're doing a comedy show. I mean, it just wouldn't fit. So I think he'd better come back on Mac McGarry's show
or
something like that. Just tell him that we can't...
Faustini, I'm awfully sorry, but we're not going to... I mean, we can't use you tonight.
No. Goodbye.
Bye.
Arrivederci, Faustini.
Too bad he was...
We
are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
It's time for the Joy Boys program for Wednesday night. This is Ed Walker with Records here.
Well, it's Scott with Ed Walker here.
Yeah.
The engineers are here with their gout, and we're doing the They're all
they sick. All got it tonight.
Yeah,
it's been a rainy day.
The rain does that to an engineer.
Have you noticed that?
His transistor shot or something in there.
Yeah, that's it.
Did you like to introduce them?
No, I don't want to. We have
in the contract.
All right. Now, here's Arthur Page in the contract.
Oh, my goodness.
George Brewington in the contract.
Something's wrong with the equipment.
And with a rebuttal, here is Bobby Shen.
Not bottle, Bobby. Bottle. Yeah. If you put that back, for goodness sake. We have a very interesting program coming up this evening.
Very exciting, I think you'll know.
Oh, yes. Good evening, your friends and neighbors. Time for a poem to forget your labors.
Jonathan Apple is our W.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Sea Poet Laureate,
mm-hmm.
And Jonathan has some poems. Jonathan, would you... is there any truth to this rumor that you and Faustini are having a bit of a...
We do have a bit of a feud going, yes.
I mean,
why not?
All yours are original. He steals his stuff.
His is all PD.
That's right. Yeah, that's why it's free.
Yes.
We have to pay you 33...
Correct. 60.
That's 33 and a third cents and 60 pesos. All right, Jonathan, have you a poem?
Can I read my poem now?
Please.
Whether eating knockwurst or Philadelphia scrapple, I remain yours sincerely, Jonathan Apple.
You had us worried there for a minute, but almost
forgot my line, didn't I?
Now, in closing, here's Jonathan Apple, who says...
Fully.
Thank you.
Bye.
Our show looks pretty interesting tonight.
That if that's any indication, I don't think so.
That was a waste of tape. Let's clip that part out. Also, the Answer Man will be worth clipping out tonight, along with great moments in history and the story of Christopher Freiburg, American Revolutionary hero.
Also, the Yellow Ghost will be here, so we should have an interesting program.
Yes.
Do we have a record?
No.
Well, we try to keep it quiet, actually.
That was a long time. Number 8 has been very good about that.
April in Paris, done by Les Brown and the orchestra.
Yes, a banana split is a quotation on the stock market when the banana market doubles.
No.
Explain that to me.
What's that? No, V8 juice is not a technical term for gasoline. Yes?
Yeah, that's mine.
Oh.
Yes, Roses of Picardy is a family named Rose who live in Picardy, West Virginia.
No, a wine press is not used to publish brand names of various beverages.
You can clip this whole thing out of the tape, too.
It's time once more for radio's time-honored program, The Answer Fellow.
Man.
Now in its 84th year. Each week at this hour, WRC takes The Answer Man and his questions for you, the radio listeners.
Thank you, Willard Scott, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to be with you again and answer some of your questions.
I see we have a new writer, Mr.
I've been answering questions all week, it seems. I don't know, they were grilling me about a bank job downtown. And
well, Mr. Answer Man, we have a full bag in the studio.
Would you stop that? All right. What's our first question here?
Mr. Alfred of Arlington, right?
What's his last name?
Fred is his last name.
Alfred?
Alan Fred.
Oh,
Andrea,
good.
Alfred.
All right.
I am disturbed.
Well, he's not alone there.
Each day on television, I see the ads for nose sprays and pain relievers with little arrows running in all directions. Last week, I got a set of x-rays made, and although I looked high and low, I couldn't find one arrow in me. Could you please explain this?
Well, yes, of course, there's no arrows actually
good
in
luck,
the human body, you see. This is all an advertising gimmick. The agency that handles this account, Oliver Bowe and Harry Arrow, they're a nice outfit up in New York, and they have this whole thing going. Bowe is the vice president, and Arrow is the head. Get it? And they're darting up to the top of the industry. So, next question.
Miss Tittle D. Wink of Rockville sends this one to you.
Oh, really? What is it?
It's a picture of her bird.
Oh, nice looking parakeet there.
We've got a screen in the mail a little
yes,
more.
Yes, I see that. All right. Thank you, Miss Wink.
An algebra teacher from Falls Church asked this question.
Uh-huh.
In Pythagoras' theory, the square root of pi equals a left of center to a double negative. What is pi?
Pi, theoretically, it is a crust filled with a fruit filling or
a physical education instructor from Hyattsville would like to know, who were the first people to use trampolines, and why are they so called?
Well, it's back in the island of Olean in Ireland many years ago. There was a sort of a bum, they called him a tramp, and he had a sort of an unusual-looking bed that he used. It had springs and everything, and it bounced, and they called it a trampoline.
We've been listening to
Pi is actually a
time-honored program,
the
Answer Man.
In the middle.
If you have any questions for which you'd like the answer, simply send a card or letter to the Answer Man, care of WRC, Red Square, Hartburn 3, Virginia, along with $704 to cover the cost of handling and mailing.
Notice the rezoning. It used to be Hartburn 2, but there's been a change in the post office.
Be with us again next week when once more we'll present the Answer Man.
Well, let's die in the doors and let there be love.
Hey, we have a commercial on our program.
Hey, that's wonderful.
On our program this evening. Wherever women gather, you'll hear them talking about spring cleaning.
Rugs.
Yes, this normally leads to talk about rug cleaning.
Rugs.
And how to remove dust and dirt and grit and grime, which is settled in the rug.
Rugs.
Grit and grime, they had an act a little while back.
Let me tell...
What fell here? Word me.
Listen, ladies out there... Ladies, will you listen for a minute? Listen for a minute here. We have the most fantastic thing about rug cleaning here. During these long winter months, your rug has probably been really abused with all the snow and the grit and the grime and the dirt and the little bits of rock salt and the Master Rug Cleaners Guild, exclusive users of a remarkable new clean-through rug cleaning process, have some of the answers for you. It's all included in an excellent 15-page booklet entitled First Aid Treatment for Rug and Carpet Mishaps.
Well, isn't that nice of them to prepare that little booklet? I certainly think that's nice of them.
This booklet with approved information from the National Institute of Rug Cleaning. Now, would you bring this rug over here? We have a rug. This rug has not been cleaned with the clean through.
Rusty too.
Would you show us? Now, look, notice this. Will you notice this, please? Have the rug... No, how about over here, maybe? No, right here. This rug right here is a good spot. This rug has not been cleaned. Watch this. See how easily it rips? Now, here is a rug that has just been cleaned with a new clean-through process. Would you please...
See?
Strong. Strong as a bull.
That's right. Now, you can learn how to remove coffee, tea, soft
or
drink,
milk,
and many other common but hard-to-remove stains from your rug. See?
That's right.
This booklet will really give you all the answers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you tell them how to get it?
Very simply, all you have to do to get this book is call any one of our fine friends, DuPont, Elite, or Pioneer, and Old Colony, all the other fine people that clean these rugs with this wonderful clean-through rug cleaning process. The number Lincoln 7-2000 is the big number for you to call, and you'll get some gifts and little booklets, and dancers will come out and do a little show in your living room, and they have a band and everything. So you call right now. The offer's limited, and so are we. Lincoln 7-2000.
This is the time to get those rugs clean.
This is the time to get those rugs clean right now.
Actually,
Lincoln 7-2000.
I got a rug I want you to clean, honey.
Well, thank you, madam.
There it is, right here.
Wait a minute. This is a toupee.
Well, that's what they call a rug, isn't it?
No.
My husband wears it.
We don't
He's
clean.
On TV.
Yeah. Tell old Baldy hello for us.
Okay, we'll fine. Yes.
All right, okay.
And now, great moments in history.
It's time once more for Great Moments in History, the facts and true stories behind momentous events that have shaped the present-day world. Now, today's exciting story, the story about Christopher Freiberg, American patriot. The year 1777, outside of Trenton, New Jersey, a young American patriot, Christopher Freiberg, 23 years old, has joined his mother in their small farm village, as we hear.
Mother, as you can probably guess, I'm on the run. They're after me, and I just thought I'd stop by long enough to gather together some food, and then I'll be on my weary way once again.
Those dirty, rotten, no-good Tories.
Hmm?
Those dirty, rotten, no-good Tories are after my boy.
Well, if you'll just give me a knapsack full of food, Mother, I'll be most appreciative and I'll be back on my way. I have my friend Orville standing outside keeping guard. If the Tories come after me, he'll let me know.
Son, I fixed you a nice dinner. I've got some little new potatoes and some peas and some roast lamb.
Oh, goody.
We got right here and some nip jelly, and we're doing all we can to get...
Uh-oh.
Somebody hit the door.
Yes.
Come on in.
Orville, is that you?
They're coming after you. You must leave right away, Christopher.
Oh, dear, Mother, I've got to go in a hurry. They're right down the road.
All right, the British are coming after you.
Yes.
Look, I'll take the potatoes and I'll put them in this sack over here. And I'll take these little sandwich breads and rolls and put them over here.
Hurry, Mother, hurry. They're coming after me.
And I'll put the leg of lamb right in here. Now, oh, darn.
Mother, what am I going to do with the mint jelly?
You better take it on the lamb.
I am. Let's get out of here.
And so that's how the expression "taking it on the lamb" was first created. A story about Christopher Freiburg, American patriot. And that's today's great moment in history. Brought to you again as a public service by another radio station, not this one.
Well, that's called "Baby, Won't You Please Come Home."
No!
Oh, Nat Cole singing for you here.
We took our men from the mountains, from the backwoods and the plains, Bethesda, Rockville, and all those places. Both Rebs and Yankee strangers, they called us Nosey's Rangers. North and south, they knew our fame. Yellow Ghost is what they called me. Take a little, is my name.
The story of John Singleton Nosey, Confederate States of America, DSA. The exciting, true, legendary character of the Old South and Nosey's Confederacy that encompassed all of Northern Virginia. Today's exciting episode is entitled "The Case of the Strange Deed of the Union General." As our story opens, we find ourselves somewhere in Georgetown. It's midnight. The crickets are cricketing.
Here we are.
The frogs are croaking. As two lone horses steal within the shadows very softly and quietly and slowly, mend their weary way down towards Old K Street, just up from the canal, as one figure is made out in the moonlight to be Major Nosby, CSA.
Well, Miles, here we are in Georgetown. It's after midnight. Even the crickets and the frogs have gone to bed. Now, I wanted you to come with me because we're on a very secret mission, Miles. Wake up, Miles.
Major, I don't know what we had to come over here for.
Because, Miles, look what I wanted to show you this.
Loaded with the Yankees. What? Bunch of loaded Yankees are out here.
See this? This was captured off Ulysses S. Grant.
No!
Yes. Yes, Miles.
No!
Don't pad your part, Miles.
Got a big laugh in rehearsal.
This is a key that was found in his pocket, Miles. And also on it was an address, and that's where we're going right now.
Is it on that crumpled piece of paper?
Yes.
Give the sound man something to do, would you? Give me the paper.
Here is the crumpled piece of paper. Now then.
It's 16th Street, Major. That's two blocks down the street.
I have a feeling that this might be where the Union troops are holding out, and we might be able to get some secret documents from them.
All right, Major, let's go.
And so Major Nosby and his sidekick Miles rode the two blocks in the dimly lit streets of Georgetown, making their way up K Street finally to 16th. As they're nestled in a bunch of bushes, we hear the Major saying,
"All right, now, Miles, we'll have to sneak in here. Make sure I got the right key. Are you ready?"
"This is the house, Major. The address corresponds to the one on the key."
"Yes, all right.
Stick the key in the lock, okay?"
"All right.
All right, here. Where's the key? Give me the key first, and we'll put it in the lock."
"All
right. All right.
All right,
open the door, Major.
Open the door." Miles,
this is no secret meeting.
Come on in, you fellas. Come on and have a sandwich with us.
Major,
little cheer.
They're going to recognize our gray. I don't know, though, with their bloodshot eyes. I doubt if they recognize the gray.
Miles, this is a after-hours place they've got.
Beg your pardon, sir, but what's the name of this place?
This is the Gaslight Club, Sergeant. Come on in. We'll arrest you in the morning. Right now, have a drink.
Major, we're bound to lose the war now.
Yes, but
you know why?
Why?
Because we got Ulysses S. Grant's key to his Gaslight Club.
I guess you're right.
You know
he
wants
to get it back. Yes.
All right, quick, play the theme. Let's get out of here.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We take electrons to and fro.
I think that'll do it for another day. In fact, I'm sure it will, actually. This is Ed Walker here.
Leonard Scott, and we're very happy to announce that the key to the Gaslight Club that belonged to Ulysses S. Grant was returned to him 3 weeks later.
They won the war anyway.
They won the war. This was not the reason.
This is Charles Stafford reminding you that this program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas. And here
we are, the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Everybody listens to NBC, right?
Sure.
NBC in Washington, WRC, WRC FM. 7:30. Stay tuned now for News of the World.
I can't understand it. Every Thursday night for the last 16 years,
what?
It's rained. Miserable, cold.
Well, you know, I don't think it's really been that long, actually.
Wet and miserable.
You know, it's a funny thing. It's spring, and we haven't had a decent day since the first day of spring. You notice
that? Last of winter was better than the first of spring.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
It's terrible, isn't it? It's disgusting the way this whole thing works out.
Trying to get spring fever.
I understand it myself.
Well, I feel good and everything.
I understand it. I don't know why.
Excuse me. Ed. Willard.
Frank Forrester, our WRC weatherman.
Frank. How do you do? Frank, Ed, Willard.
Frank, what brings you down here at this hour?
There's a couple of fellas I'd like to introduce you to you.
Yes.
These are fellas that I work with at the Meteorological Survey.
How you doing?
This is Mr. Barry Metrick. He's the
two-time
winner of the Maroney Messerschmitt Gold Medal Award.
Thank you, Frank. You're very, very kind.
This is High Pressure from the Weather Bureau.
That's right. Thank
one-time
you.
Winner of the Hugh Faisenbaker Dramatic Reading Award.
Thank you very much. Yes.
These two fellows and I, along with three or four other boys over at the Bureau.
The Meteorological Bureau, do you mean?
Mm-hmm. We're in a play.
Oh, come on.
We're going to borrow some sound effects records.
Just a moment.
And some tips.
You are going
reading.
To act?
We are doing our yearly spring play at the
Weather Bureau. Is wonderful. Is it one of these things where you play the part of the women, too? Or?
Oh, yeah. Well, we dress everybody up. It's all men of the Bureau.
I didn't realize.
We'd like to sound
well,
different.
Listen, I'd like to go see the play. Tell me, what play are you doing?
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, for goodness.
Bye.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
We laugh at our own. We have the funny stuff.
You,
the theme is on.
Let me explain what happens here.
Don't do it.
No, I'm going to explain. You know, in these big network shows where they used to, before Truth or Consequences, or Fibber McGee and Molly, they would always pull a guy's trousers off just before the show went on the air, you know, and everybody, the show would open up, everybody laughing.
Would you put my pants back on?
Well, he took George's trousers off there, and
Art Page is asleep.
Arthur.
Can you wake up, fellow?
Excuse me.
What are you doing our show here?
He snores in stereo. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
He had two heads, I think. Oh, well, we have an interesting program. What do we got coming up this evening?
We got, we better get our friend out of the way over here. We'll come over here just a minute. Thank you. This is...
Pardon me, but I am...
Gordon Greenthumb.
This is not my regular night to be on the program. I know that. But as your friendly gardener, I have a problem. I'm all out of marigold flower seeds.
Well, I'm glad you came to see us because there's $1.75 worth of marigold flower seeds for only 25 cents. Now.
Oh, you jockey.
No, I'm not. Simply send empty man's party chip bag. And 25 cents to man's box 6938.
6938.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Man's party chips?
That's it.
What if there's anything like party records?
Crazy. Play a song.
Well, goodbye.
Well, that's called Heartaches. Thank you.
That's done by Carol David and her lovely group there. Oh, I'm sorry, I read it backwards. David Carroll, that's who it is. Hey, time to say goodbye to drippy, gooey shower curtain.
Goodbye, so long.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yes, sir, there they go. Yeah, you can keep water off the floors now by getting a complete range in prices on glass or plastic shower enclosures. And you can get all the information, shower doors and bath enclosures, from the Miles Glass Company. They have four locations. Miles Glass Company, right?
And one.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
that
you already the floor.
I always wanted a shower enclosure.
You need one.
A shower?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Shall we continue the show?
A little music here. Mm-hmm. And
Quills, the greatest name in porcupines, bring you the exciting adventures of Nick Center. At our weekly greeting session here, we talk to our lovely friend of the airwaves, who will give us an inside chit-chat as far as the weather is concerned. Stepping out of her glass booth here at Radio Central. Tripped over the Hugh Faison-Baker Award book there.
I was jumping rope.
This week. Miss Janitor, at least you didn't fall down.
That was close.
Nice.
Close.
Here she is with the Washington temperature.
Stereo cartridge. Stereo cartridge. Push-pull output, inverse feedback, phase modulation.
Phase and bacon?
No, phase modulation. Oh. Woofer tweeter, crossover network, stereo balance, AM-FM tuner, diamond stylus. Cue the announcer.
Cue the announcer. Oh, I'm the announcer. Oh, Miss Gender.
I could have put together two Heathkits waiting for you to come in there.
I was just trying to. I can't. I'm amazed that you know so much about all this airplane equipment.
What? Airplane?
I'm really quite surprised.
No, my boy. This is high fi.
What are you?
I've been taking a course at night school. High fi.
Well, tell me. I don't know why we're laughing either. The producer's in there saying, "Why are you laughing?" Do you have any reason for this?
Hmm?
I mean, is there anything to this?
No, I just like to hang around the engineers, and that's the only way I can get near them. Some of them are eligible fellows. And
that's right.
Yeah, you know.
Some of them are spoiled.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful, Miss Jennifer. Yes.
I built 16 hi-fi sets in the last month.
Engineers quit last month, too.
That's right.
I don't know. I think your batting average is about 240.
Yes, you're right.
Along with your weight.
Five.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. I think your woofer just fell out.
It was my soldering gun. I had it in my purse. It's a
Well, it's called Bessie May Mucho. That's not her name. No, it was
Bessie May Mucho. I know her.
It's actually Eve Boswell.
That's it. That's the one.
Say, you know, wherever women... We're cueing the engineer now. Thank you. Wherever women gather, you'll hear talk about spring cleaning. Now, this normally leads to talk about the cleaning of rugs.
I've got the dirtiest old rug in the whole state of Virginia.
Well, you want to know how to remove damaging dirt, grit, and grime, don't you, ma'am?
I pit my old dirty rug against the dirtiest rug in the district.
You're proud of it, huh?
I'm proud of Take on Maryland.
Well, the Master Rug Cleaners Guild, exclusive users of the remarkable new cleaning for rugs, which is going to really answer all your questions, we want you to take advantage of their offer. They have a 15-page booklet entitled First Aid Treatment for Rug Carpet.
There's an introductory offer to the Gaelic language in this booklet, too. You can learn to speak and read Gaelic, along with 600 other little tips about how to take care of the rug. It's a very interesting little booklet,
actually. And a free jar of rug spot remover, too, which you'll find very handy, I'm sure.
This little spot remover will remove any spot on any rug anywhere in the world.
It's like coffee, tea, or
milk.
Anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
That people spill on the rugs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we tell them how to get it?
Certainly. The booklet and the jar are free, and the introductory offer, as sponsors of Clean Through Rug Cleaning Process in Washington. And the very, very simple thing, all you have to do is phone Lincoln 7-2000. Now, these companies that use this clean through are DuPont, Elite, and Pioneer.
Oh, there's one here. Kishishman?
Why not? Gesundheit.
And a lot of others. So you call right now. The number is Lincoln...
What Lincoln 7, 2000, yeah.
I can't wait that long, and I won't.
Well, you better call now, dear, and take care of it.
They got operators on
you. Now, my partner, Willard Scott, is going out into the hall, and he's going to interview a few of the passers-by. So we'll switch you to Willard Scott in the hall.
This is Willard Scott in the hall speaking to you from in the hall. And I'm waiting. There's nobody out here right yet, but normally we expect to have little groups passing by. Here's a gentleman coming over. Let me make my way over to you, sir.
Okay, we've got to make sure that the elevator is working three flights.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
Willard Scott of the Joy Boys. We're touring the hall here.
Willard Scott of the who?
Willard Scott of the NBC.
Oh, that's different.
Yes. What's your name?
Huh? Oh, Hugh Faisenbaker.
Oh, are you Mr. Faisenbaker? We've heard a lot about your award on the show.
I don't think I know what you're talking about.
Oh, it must be. It's quite a coincidence.
It is. It must be a coincidence. Like I've never made an award in my life.
Faisenbaker as in Keks. Gersten Keks.
Oh,
you're here?
I'm working here.
In the NBC building?
No, of course not. I'm here on business.
What's this?
Huh? I'm fixing the elevator. We have
inspecting the elevator?
Yes, I'm inspecting it, checking the cables of the motors.
Bring the cue card in about another yard.
Yeah. I'm checking out the equipment on the elevator.
All right, well, thank you. I didn't mean to bother you.
All right.
Moving on down the hall here, we try to check with interesting people. Let me check my guest card. Hey, here's our NBC page.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. If you'll step right over here, I have on display these lovely picture books with your favorite NBC personalities. Here's Al Ross, Patty Cavan. Here's a picture of Willard Scott being severely reprimanded by the management.
Wait a minute, Perky. What are you doing with this book over here? What is this all about?
Selling them.
You look like a drugstore cowboy.
Well, I got to make money some way.
You're selling picture albums?
Yes, for a dollar and a half.
Okay.
Here's one of Mike McCary.
Eddie, would you rush over? What was that?
It sounded like an elevator man.
What was it?
Yeah, it was the elevator man.
What did he do?
He fell down the shaft.
It's the inspector. Okay. Well, we had one more man to interview over here, didn't we?
I believe we did.
Yes, we did. You came up here, your name?
How you doing?
Well, this gentleman has a heavy beard.
Yes.
And obviously, you are a beatnik.
Harry Hotchkiss is my name.
Hotchkiss, you are a beatnik.
No, of course not. No.
You're not a beatnik?
No, indeed. No.
Wait, what are you?
I'm an actor.
Yeah, I know that.
Radio and TV, man.
What's all this beard for?
Well, I had to grow this beard so I could come down and film some razor commercials. Filming them this afternoon.
Shaving bits?
Yes, that's right. I have a peach here. I have a whole bag full of peaches. Peaches' fuzz has already gone off of them, but I've been rehearsing, you see.
Well, that's very nice.
Hey, I was trying to get an elevator out of here, and I can't seem to find the elevator inspector. Where is it?
It's down underneath the elevator, man. We switch you now back to our elevator.
Northwest on MacArthur Boulevard come the thundering hoofbeats, the great horse Platinum. With a cloud of dust and a hearty hi-ho slobber, the sodbuster rides again. Nowhere in the pages of history can you find a greater champion of justice. A more fearless, hard-riding, straight-shooting, beer-drinking, peace-eating son of a sod. It's the sodbuster. A true gentleman of the old... Men feared him. Still respected him.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Return with us now to the early days of yesteryear. The sod butter, aren't you? The Sodbuster, U.S. Marshal Matt Dillard and his sidekick Chester Drawer.
There, Chester.
Yeah, Mr. What's that? Yeah.
In and around
the territory of Hyattsville, on out beyond Tacoma Park, out towards Wheaton, out beyond Rockville, row the Sodbuster. It's early afternoon as our story opens. We find ourselves in the Red Dog Saloon.
Right now,
the Marshal, Kitty, Doc, and a few of the townspeople are there. Chester's also over there.
Chester?
Howdy, Miss Kitty. How do you do?
How does this taffy look here in this pot we got boiling?
Looks like it's going to be pretty good taffy, Miss
Kitty. Well, what's going on here, Chester?
Well, Miss Kitty and I's getting some money for the new Red Dog Saloon.
That's right, Matt. This is sort of a benefit.
Well, what happened? What do you need money for?
Well,
building fund, Marshal.
Building fund? What's the matter with the old building?
We're nothing. Well, it burnt down last week. We was having a party here, and the thing caught a fire, and we are building a new one.
I see,
yes. An extension to it. So
good.
They're putting in croquette.
Hmm?
They're putting in croquette.
What's that?
That's a croquette, chicken croquette.
Oh,
it's a little game you play with
chicken.
Well,
now, are we ready to start pulling this taffy?
Yeah, I guess we are going to have a... Did you explain to the people we are going to have a taffy pull?
No, not yet. I think that they... you go over and tell them, Chester. They're all congregated around over there.
All right, folks.
Hey, what's the matter here, Chester?
Well, we are going to have us a taffy pull.
Hey, get it. Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Now, all you got to do is grab hold of one end and... I'm going to hang on to one other end.
Yeah, I'll show them how to do it, Chester. You and I have been pulling taffy for years, all right?
Now, Marshal, let's make sure. Here's the line, okay. Kitty, would you hold a taffy?
Okay, sure, all right.
Kind of heavy, I guess.
Yeah, all right.
Marshal, you stand over there.
Okay.
I'll stand over here.
All right.
Get on your mark.
All right.
Here I go.
Pull, Chester.
Oh, I got it.
Pull.
Come on,
Chester.
Come on, folks. Let's get a taffy with
it. Yeah, let's go.
Chester, over there.
Come on. Oh, Marshal, pull. Hold it. Marshal, I think we got it. Come on, Marshal. Yeah. We got it. Oh.
We really do have to have a building fund now. The taffy broke and Chester went right clean through the wall of the saloon. My goodness. I think we're going to have a Chester fund here the way he looks.
The Sodbuster is written by Moby Dick, produced by the NBC Newsroom on the weekend. The entire production is supervised for the NBC Radio Network by Billy the Kid. This has been a Saddle Sore production.
Oh.
Tonight's program has been technically reproduced on 15-amp Meyer Twan tape.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, that just about does it for the Joy Boys program for this evening, and thanks for listening. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott over here, Bobby Chesson over there, George Spring up there, Arthur Page down there, and over there is Arthur Page.
Oh, Charles Stafford.
Oh, Charlie Stafford.
excuse me, sir. This program is being heard overseas for armed forces.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys. Boys of Radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
Henrik Hudson and his Half Moon crew do a guest shot on the Mac McGarry Show tonight on NBC.